This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's not often that we pay attention to an NBA player who averages 4.4 points a game, but the Charlotte Hornets' Dwayne Bacon has stood out to us this season. We routinely get notified that he's been sent down to the organization's developmental team, the Greensboro Swarm of the NBA's G League, and then he's called back up to the Hornets.
I don't know. It's like every other day. So I don't really know. Like, I honestly don't know how many times I've been up and down and up and down and up and down.
He's been through this 14 times this season, the latest coming just this morning. Bacon will suit up for the Swarm this evening. His most recent call-up to Charlotte was Sunday. The Hornets lost to the Portland Trailblazers, a game Bacon watched in street clothes. He was listed as inactive. Last-minute decisions about his game status are one of several current realities in Bacon's young NBA career, which he discussed post-game in the Hornets Players Lounge.
I'm a guy that, you know, I listen to what, you know, I'm told to do. If it's going up to play, if it's being up here to play, then it's being up here. But if it's being down, then I'm more than, like, you know, happy than going down there and playing and competing. I'm not going to go down to Greensboro and say, oh, this is just G League. I'm going to have it. I just want to be on the floor no matter what.
It's got to feel different, you know, in the Spectrum Center here, or if you're on the road in an NBA arena versus playing in Greensboro.
I mean, the feeling is, I'm numb to the feeling now. Like I said, it's whatever. I don't go in, you know, thinking about the crowd or thinking about this or thinking about that. I go in locked in on the opponent, who is the guy I'm guarding, you know, and trying to make the best plays, trying to get in my zone and score and making the best plays for us to win a game. And at the end of the day, if you come out with a win, that's all that matters. I think I'm more than capable of playing in the NBA, and I've showed that when I play. It's just, you know, waiting my turn, and when my time is called, my number is called, being ready.
I mean, just the logistics. How do you get back and forth? You on your own, or
most of the time, I pretty much drive myself. I like, you know, just driving down there, especially before a game. Most of the times, I only go down there for the game, so I like to drive down there. You know, listen to my music, get in my zone, get there, and, you know, put on a good performance.
The Hornets, by the way, say driving between Charlotte and Greensboro is Bacon's choice. The team would transport him if he preferred. And yes, he's reimbursed for mileage. Bacon is 23. He was picked by New Orleans in the second round of the 2017 NBA draft following his sophomore year at Florida State. The Hornets acquired him in a draft night trade with the Pelicans. Bacon says shuffling between the big league and the G League is teaching him a lot more patience.
If you would ask me, I thought I would be playing this year, but it was a step back. So, you know, you just got to come in with, you know, the same mindset, because I feel like I got a good work ethic. Just got to come in with the same mindset and the same goals, and that's just being a starter and helping this team win.
And what would it mean to you, Dwayne, to be putting on a Hornets uniform every game?
I mean, it was just, that's the goal, you know, I set for myself. To be a consistent NBA guy, and for sure I know I can do that. I can be that, but you know, it's all about the positions you're in. And right now, my position is I gotta wait. Most guys think I'll have a 15, 16 year long career, and they just telling me I got the work ethic. I got the game. Just stay with it. And you know, I'm taking that in every day. I'm staying with it.
For now, Bacon gets about triple the playing time when he's on court with the Swarm, where he's averaging just over 21 points per game. And for all the uncertainty of his situation, Bacon's pay isn't too bad. The Hornets wouldn't reveal his salary, but he's listed on several websites as making nearly $1.4 million. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.